Welcome to the Rob and Kale Show. Rob Sanders.
His own mother slapped the stork that delivered him.
And Kale Hall.
He doesn't deserve to be in this business. He deserves to have been blackballed.
The Rob and Kale Podcast.
Bask in the glory of the theme song to the Rob and Kale Show. Yeah, buddy.
I want to do the thing.
Straight from Orangeburg, South Carolina, Mr. Marvin Cease. That's right. Yes, sir. All right. Google the rest of the song. People know that. Welcome into the Rob and Kale Show.
Good evening, folks.
My name is Rob Sanders. There's my podcast partner. And I tell you what, Jackpot, you better be lucky this is not 1985 WCW, because I would be whipping your ass for gimmick infringement, sir. I'm the one that wears a tank top on this fucking program. You are stealing my gimmick.
Well, seeing as I'm like 500 miles away from you right now, come do something about it.
I'm out of the territory, right? You're in a completely different territory. Is that what it boils down to?
Correct. I'm in the Florida territory.
Yeah, I'm up here in old Crockett territory up here. You're down there spinning stuff with old Dusty Rhodes and the Midnight Rider. Holy crap. We really should do a fucking show on just classic wrestling. It'd be fun for just you and I, but you know.
Yeah. All right.
Anyway, welcome into the show. I'm jacked to do the show this evening. Right now, America's team, the Atlanta Braves, is winning in the NLCS after a little hiccup yesterday.
Yeah, they shit the bed.
Well, goddamn. Well, we are going to pick games tonight. And major announcement for the show. Someone says I look like Arn Anderson. No. I actually look like Ole Anderson. That was what Jackpot termed me as. So there's that. Anyway, big announcement for the show tonight. We'll get to that in a moment. But we have to thank Callaway's Bar and Grill, callawaysbarandgrill.com. I might as well do the announcement now. We are going to have a live show, ladies and gentlemen. A live show. If you would like to meet myself and cuss me out, or you want to meet Jackpot, everybody loves Jackpot. I'm just sort of the dickhead for this show. Yeah. Our live show is going to be on November the 26th at Callaway's Bar and Grill in West Columbia. We will be doing a live show there. We're going to have Carolina and Clemson trivia. We will have we'll pick our games live on site. Jackpot's going to shake hands and kiss babies. All kinds of good stuff there. So we're going to be at Callaway's Bar and Grill. More to come on that. Lisa's been to some of our shows. She wants to know if Comrade will be there. I don't know. We may not be able to get him over here on due to the Russian visa. I don't know. So we'll see. But Callaway's Bar and Grill, our first live show that Kale is going to be a part of. So I'm pretty jacked for that. Bible Belts is going to have to make a trip to Columbia. Yeah. Jackpot will sign your boobs for you there, Bible Belt. No problem. No, I'm picking.
Yeah. Anyway,
Callaway's Bar and Grill, we're going to have a good time that night. It's going to be the 26th of November, the day after Thanksgiving. All right? The day before the South Carolina Clemson football game, where Clemson goes and collects rent. So we're going to have all that. All right. So thanks to Callaway's Bar and Grill, callawaysbarandgrill.com. They are going to, they also sponsor our Callaway's Pick'em Challenge. Lisa wants to know if we get to throw tomatoes at Kale like we threw tomatoes at Comrade.
No.
Kale does not say stupid shit like the Comrade, so he doesn't get tomatoes thrown at him. But we'll see. Anyway, Callaway's Bar and Grill, callawaysbarandgrill.com. We appreciate them supporting the show. Also, who will be there that night? Dennis Wilson, DNC Trucking and Transport. Fireside Chats with Uncle Jackpot. Jackpot, read away.
Yeah. Jiggy. It sucks to be a Gamecock. We almost lost to Vanderbilt. I have to tell my grandkids that we need a graduate assistant to make sure we did not lose to the all-SAT team. SAT team. We may not win a game the rest of the season. That's a fact. We're an absolute shithole. It forever sucks to be a Gamecock. Go Tigers.
All facts there. All facts. So thanks to Dennis Wilson, DNC Trucking and Transport. We appreciate him for sponsoring the show. Aaron Brown, good point. Can we throw mustard? No, you Tennessee bastard. You will not be throwing mustard at Jackpot.
There's a pretty good game going on right now. Coastal Carolina 2014 over App State. App State's got the ball. I actually took them in this game and the spread. So hopefully they're able to pull it out. I don't know. I enjoy watching Coastal Carolina. They got a fun offense to watch. App State, ooh, the big gain and a long touchdown. We'll see if they call it back. He was close to the sideline. I don't know. I don't know whether to like them or not. I'm kind of tired of the little doo-wop-wop, mullet, feel-good story. I haven't played a damn soul all season long. And now they're having to face some real competition, and it's looking a little bit more difficult. And he stepped out of bounds. Fuck! But anyway.
Bible Belt Beauties with a great comment. Can you imagine seeing this crowd in person? Look, we did some shows with myself and the comrade. There was a good bit of people there, and it was there were some folks I was like, wait a minute, let me get this straight. You run your dick sucker to me on the stream, and you look like a fucking imp. That's what I thought was at least one or two of these folks. Anyway, pretty funny. All right, we're going to take calls in a moment, but let's get to our Pick'em Challenge. That is, of course, sponsored by Callaway's. Let me get that into the mix here, and we will share that. Got some good games to pick this week, Jackpot. It doesn't look like it's a big schedule, but it's really – there's some sneaky games. There really are. Let's see here. Yeah,
Hall & Oates says the Rock and Roll Express of Coastal Carolina. It's kind of like that, isn't it?
Yeah. It is. Hold on. I got to share the other screen. Damn it. Hall & Oates of South Carolina. That's funny. All right. Well, let's look at our games here for the week. Here are our games. As you can see there we go. Week 8. And, of course, the first game, Jackpot, is Cincinnati at Navy. You can make an argument that Cincinnati hasn't played anybody, but they're going to be in the playoff if they win out. The first step is to win against Navy. They are a 24-point favorite on the road. Jackpot, which way you rolling here, buddy?
Yeah, I mean, they've done more than a lot of teams. I mean, they won at Notre Dame, won at Indiana. So, I mean, they haven't just went through that schedule. They've obliterated it. But I'm gonna go with Cincinnati to cover. I put a video up a couple weeks ago. I will not pick against them the rest of the season and not cover any spreads. They're getting style points. Plus, I saw Navy against Memphis. I think it was last Thursday night, and they're just absolutely terrible. When they play a team with a tempo offense, they can't get going. I don't know what happened to them. For the past year and a half, it just seems like they've just been they haven't been very good at all. So that would be a huge surprise to me if Cincinnati didn't absolutely just skull fuck them. So give me the Luke Fickell's team to cover and win easily.
I'm with you, Jackpot. Skull fucking for the folks from Navy. I don't like seeing the service academies get their ass kicked, but Navy is not very good. Give me Cincinnati minus 24. Up next, some of these games Jackpot put on here, I think just to piss me off. Utah at Oregon State. You know I don't fucking watch Pac-12 football. Goddamn, Jackpot.
Well, I mean, you got to get. I mean, we can't. This show's got to be more. Have to have a more American feel than a Southern feel. Come on now. It's like
fucking Pac-12 is communist football, Jackpot.
Well, whatever. let me put this
on.
I had this pick hat on earlier out in the elevator, and somebody asked me if I worked at Little Caesars. I said, it's not a Little Caesars hat. It's a Oregon State Beaver hat. Anyway, Utah seem to be coming into their own a little bit. Run the ball good defense. Came back against Arizona State last week. I like Oregon State. Good story, but I don't think that they're going to be able to match up well here with Utah. So let me go on ahead and take the Utes all the road to cover the spread against the Beeve, unfortunately.
Well, I'm going with the Beeve getting 4 at home. I think the Beeve are going to win that game. So give me Oregon State plus 4.
App State just scored. Yes.
That old Chase Bryce, wish Clemson still had him.
That Lenny Kravitz looking motherfucker just scored a touchdown.
Southern Cal's at Notre Dame. So you got the fucking Southern Cal and Notre Dame. Yeah, actually, I put this one on here. I can't blame Jackpot for this. This is a traditional rivalry. Notre Dame is a 5-point favorite. Yeah, that's a very good point, sir. The Wet Fart Bowl. I'll go first. I'm going to take Notre Dame to win, and I think they'll win by 7 to 10 points. So give me Notre Dame minus 5. Which way are you going, Jackpot?
I was just looking over some stuff today, and it looks like every other game, Southern Cal performs well, and every other game they cover. Kind of wandering around aimlessly right now. No coach. But I don't think Notre Dame's very good either. Notre Dame won 3 in a row in the series. I'm going with the Trojans. I'm going with the Trojan man to cover on the road here. I think I like them for the upset. They're a live dog, in my opinion.
Ohio State's at Indiana. Indiana is at home, and they're getting 19 points. Ohio State, I believe they're coming in off of a bye week there, Jackpot. Mm-hmm. Are you going with the Buckeyes or the Hoosiers?
I'm going with Ohio State. I think they blow them out. Michigan, which Indiana played decent last week against Michigan State, I guess we could say. But they're going to blow them out. After they had a kind of a slow start, Ohio State's now the number 1 or 2 offense in the country. Indiana, what a disappointment. What a disappointment they've been. So give me Ohio State to cover.
Yeah, I'm going to roll with Ohio State. I think that they've had some time off. I think that Indiana kind of blew their load last week. So give me Ohio State minus 19. Oregon at UCLA. Oregon is a 3-point favorite. Jackpot, which way are you rolling there, buddy?
I like UCLA. People keep on putting them down as underdogs all year long, and they continue to keep chugging along and impress. I've had a couple of hiccups, but I like them here in this spot at home. I don't think Oregon is – I really don't think Oregon's that great of a team. I think they're not a playoff team, obviously, and maybe fringe top 10 in my opinion. I think UCLA is really good. I think they'll win this game.
Yeah, I'm going to go with UCLA as well. I think that that's going to be one of the better Pac-12 games of the season. Tennessee is at Alabama. Tennessee, the mustard-throwing bastards. They are a 27-point underdog on the road at Alabama. Yeah. Which way are you rolling there, Jackpot? 27's a lot of points.
Ooh. The damn power in this fucking place is about to go out. Son of a bitch. Just knocked out the damn TV. This whole accommodation here, that's another damn story for another time. The Biscuit says Tennessee on the money line. You have to be joking, right? Let me roll with... shit. It's kind of a hard one, because I don't know if Hendon Ho is going to play. Hendon Ho got injured at the end of that last game. It says he's questionable. I don't know. And then Alabama, they absolutely destroyed Mississippi State last week. The power's about to go out in this fucking hellhole we're staying in. Let me go on ahead and go with Alabama. I'm going to go with them because they're at home. But Tennessee's been playing better, and I don't know. You know what? I'm going to take Tennessee. I'm going to take them to cover. I think they'll probably lose by about 24. They might get a backdoor cover. I think they're going to fight hard, and I think they're going to go out, and they're going to look to play well to kind of, smooth over the – chicanery, this whole trash talking incident stuff. I think they cover.
Yeah, I'm not going to bet against Alabama. I think Alabama's trying to. I think they're going to go for style points, and they like mouth pumping Tennessee. So, give me Alabama minus 27. LSU at Ole Piss. LSU is a 12-point underdog on the road. I'll go first here. You know, LSU showed up against Florida, and I didn't think they were going to show up against Florida. You know, I think that they really wanted that Florida game, though, and I think Ole Miss can give them some problems. I'm taking Ole Miss and Lane Kiffin to smack old Ed Orgeron on the ass there on his way out. And give me Ole Miss minus 12.
Yeah, Matt Corral injured a little bit last game. Don't really know what's up with that. Anybody that gets hurt in the previous game, I got to kind of question how you are that you're – I just question that you're absolutely 100% going to the next game. And LSU, you know, they're going to be – they're going to – on paper, you look at them, they still got as much or more talent than Ole Miss does. The coaching situation be damned. I think you're playing for pride down the stretch here. Give me LSU. I think he'd go out there and cover. That's another live dog that I think could pull an upset as well. But I'd definitely take him to cover against Ole Miss here.
It's not that, that's not a bad pick. I just feel like Ole Miss is just gonna. I think Lane Kiffin will put the boots to him if he can. So
yeah,
New Mexico State at Hawaii. This is the Cale Hall special. This kicks off at midnight on Saturday. Holy shit, jackpot. New Mexico State is a 14-point underdog on the road against the Rainbow Warriors.
Megan Megan says bad pick. Ole Miss will dominate. Not sure about that. New Mexico State, I mean, they're not – I mean, what have they really done this year to – I mean – I'm sorry. What have they done to make people think that they're really that good? I mean, their biggest game, the big game on the big stage against Alabama, I mean, they absolutely shit down both legs, looked terrible, inept on offense until the end of the game, basically. And then last week, they almost fucking lost to damn Tennessee. I mean, that's pathetic. I mean, to be a top 10 program, it really is. Anyway, New Mexico State's not good. They got to fly however many thousands of miles this is to Honolulu to play this game. And what is basically a high school soccer stadium on steroids, as they are making some improvements to the Aloha Stadium this year. So give me the Hawaii Rainbow Warriors to cover here. I think they'll blow out New Mexico State. Just a terrible team.
Yeah, I'm rolling with Hawaii as well. So there's the way to go there. I think that the jet lag and everything else will get to New Mexico State. Half those boys probably ain't even been on a plane, to be honest with you. And they got to fly over there. They're going to be losing their gizzards. All right, yeah. South Carolina at Texas A&M. The fighting Zeb Nolans. Will they? I mean, they don't have a choice but to play Zeb Nolan now. And will they let Zakondre White run the ball? I mean, jackpot, your team is struggling a little bit here, buddy. They're a 19-point underdog on the road at Texas A&M with that idiot Jimbo Fisher. Which way are you rolling here, man?
I don't really I hate to do it, but, you know, I'm going to take Texas A&M to cover. I mean, we're just a fucking – We're pathetic. I mean, we really are. They'll cover.
So. Yeah. By the way, New Mexico State and Hawaii have already played once this season. I did not know that, jackpot. They're playing again. They played at New Mexico State and Hawaii won by 20. I did not know that.
I think I remember when I looked at the schedules before the season that I saw that.
Yeah, that's that weird Hawaiian time shit. Anyway, yeah, I it's hard for me to pick against Texas A&M, and South Carolina is, you know, It's my 18th year covering the Gamecocks. This might be one of the worst teams that, as far as top to bottom talent, that I've seen at South Carolina.
I'm not so sure about that. The coaching is just the coaching seems the, it seems like we're just not working very well together as of yet, and it remains to be seen whether they will. But as talent wise, there is some talent on the team.
On the offensive side of the ball, Jackpot is where I was going. But there is some talent on defense, but I don't think that they can compete with Texas A&M. I think Texas A&M is going to ride the back of Isaiah Spiller, and their quarterback's going to have some time to do what he needs to do. I don't know how well Zeb Nolan's going to play. And I think that the book on Zeb Nolan is to pressure him. When you pressure him, there's a problem. And, you know, if you sit back in a zone, he can pick you apart. But if you pressure him, he has issues. So I think Texas A&M will do that. And I think they're going to win by probably 25 points. So give me Texas A&M minus 19. Clemson at Pitt, Jackpot. The Clemson Tigers, for the first time in our contest, they're a 3-point favorite. But this is the first time since 2014 that Clemson is an underdog to an ACC opponent, as Pitt is actually a 4.5-point favorite in some spots. Which way are you rolling here, Jackpot? Are you going with the Tigers or Pitt?
I'm going to go with Pitt. Clemson hasn't done anything. I'm off the train of, well, DJ's going to break out this week. Well, DJ isn't going to break out next week. I think there's some more underlying issues there. I've been watching some little clips, little snippets on Twitter and stuff of, you know, some of the plays, and you look at some of the effort that some of the guys are giving, especially one Justin Ross, giving a shitty effort this year for whatever reason. I don't understand that. I know he was injured last year, but he was a pivotal cog in that offense, and it's just not hitting on all cylinders. So until they show me something, I'm not gonna take them to cover anything. Pitt has one of the best offenses in the country. And Clemson, with all those people that they've lost on defense, injury, I mean, they might not lose. I mean, they may actually get blown out in this game. I mean, it's very possible. So I'm going to go with Pitt here. And, you know, this is not me being a homer. It's not me hating the toe shits, which obviously I do. I'm with every fiber of my being. But this is just what the eyeball test tells me.
So when I look at this game, we mentioned Pitt and their offense. Kenny Pickett, I think I've mentioned this before, he's the third quarterback listed on Mel Kiper's board, even though Mel Kiper is a cunt. He does have some talent. He's in his sixth year there. So, I mean, shit. That's insane. But Pitt has put up 41, 77, 52, and last week they put up 28. The Clemson defense is pretty good, and I think they may hold them in check a little bit, but I think that Pitt is going to win, and I really, really do. It's hard for me to pick because I'm so used to Clemson being a dominant team, but I'm trying to win this contest. So it's the way I'm going to put it out there is if I'm going to pick Pitt, and if Clemson wins, then I'll just be happy with the loss. So give me Pitt plus 3 at home. So there you go, Jackpot. There are all of our picks. And let me submit this, and then we'll take some calls. What do I – this fucking thing here, Bridges.
Oh, God.
Fucking Bridges. Oh, there's another bridge. Why does it make me do that? All right, there you go.
It says my bed, I have a quarter insert and vibrate the bed. Now, I'm actually sleeping on the couch because my – wife, well, brought one of her friends with her, so I'm sleeping on the couch. You know, the couch doesn't have a vibrating quarter thing, but it does have a mirror on the ceiling.
Get the hell out of here. That's great. Lisa wants to know who we picked in the Notre Dame game. I picked Notre Dame. He picked Southern Cal. Billy says, let's get some room service going. Okay.
Now, I'm just perturbed about this room. See, we've been here twice, and we actually have a timeshare with this company. And the two times we've been here before, we booked through the company with my points. Well, we had rooms one year at the balcony with a view of actually the backside of downtown And then last year we came, we had an actual ocean view on our balcony. And this year I just booked a suite. And I did it through booking.com because we didn't have any points. So I just paid for it. And we get here and it's a fucking efficiency size interior unit. There's no view of anything, no balcony, nothing. I was fucking mad as shit. So I went down there Monday morning after we got here Sunday night and asked, was there any way that I could upgrade, you know, pay a little extra so I can get moved to another room because this just wasn't up to my standards. And he's like, no, we can't do that with bike week going on last week. You know, we're not doing any upgrades or anything. Everything's locked down. I said, okay, so bike week was last week. But so that affects this week. I'm like, that makes no fucking sense, but whatever. I didn't ask to see the manager. I just accepted it and moved on. Yeah, spent more time in the outside and on the beach and doing other things than stay up here. But that's more part of the fun is being able to hang out on the balcony and having a view and sit out there and, you know, drink and play on your phone and people watch or whatever. This is just crappy.
All right. Well, we're going to open up the phones. If you want to call up and join the program, 803-470-2905, 803-470-2905. It's scrolling on the bottom of the screen there. If you would like to join us on the program.
Bradley says, I found Brian Laundry dead today in Florida nature. Who would that be?
That's the guy that killed that girl, I believe, I think. Anyway, welcome to the program. Good evening.
Yeah, I want to make a prediction for the South Carolina game. I think the quarterback's going to come in and play like he's got nothing to lose and really keep that thing a whole lot closer than what the point spread is. Mm-hmm. Kind of like what he did in Vanderbilt, where he come in and scored that touchdown. And one last thing. For Halloween, you guys should really do a podcast as Hawk and Animal, the Road Warriors. Bonnie Ross, I'm out.
If I can be compared to Hawk or Animal from the Road Warriors, I'm not going to argue against that.
Not hating that. Not sure about that.
Yeah. All right. Which one would be Hawk and which one would be Animal? I don't know. We have to see.
I don't know. Do you have a cocaine problem? You could be Hawk.
I mean, I can develop a cocaine problem if that, okay. If that'll.
Okay.
I used to like the way the cocaine smelled. I mean, anyway. 803-470-2905, 803-470-2905. That is a number to dial if you would like to join us here on the Rob and Kale Show this evening.
Apple Belt Beauty said Jackpot is 9 from the Rise Guys. No, I'm not. I know who you're talking about. I can't stand that dude. Sick. Anyway, y'all know what I'm talking about. 905.
So tomorrow, Jackpot, I'm doing an 11 a.m. show on Fox Sports Radio. I'm filling in for our veteran, Teddy Hefner. He has some kind of doctor's procedure. So I'm doing it last hour of his show. And someone said that I should let you do my show if I had the capability to, you know, let you do it. And I was like, Jackpot could do my show. I have no doubt that you could do a great show by yourself.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Okay.
Megan says he's stuck at work tonight, so I will get no education. You couldn't clean those damn stripper poles before the damn show started. Wipe that damn saliva off there and call the fucking program, Begging Megan. The hell's wrong with you? Anyway, 803-470-2905, 803-470-2905, if you would like to join the program this evening. Eric says, what a rush. Yeah. Bulldog says, are you still going to stream during the South Carolina game? I hope so. He likes watching along with your stream. Yeah, Jackpot got a little heated the other night because people were fucking giving away plays before they happened screwing with Kale. So you got to stop doing that dumb shit. Just stop doing the dumb shit. It's crazy.
Yeah, and it's very simple. Like I said, if you see me react to it, you'll know that it's happened already over on my end. So then, you know, you can just say whatever. I mean, I get it. I mean, people just react to stuff. I mean, I was, let's be honest. I mean, if we had been doing well, I mean, I wouldn't have gotten fucking mad about it. So, you know, it is, you know,
it is what it is, I guess.
So anyway, if you're gonna call, if you're gonna watch the live stream, don't put out what's going on there. Look at the Dodgers trying to rally. They're down 5-2. This is what, the fifth inning, so it's still early. So there's that.
Shit in the bed, man. Shit in the bed. Just like last time, it fucking pissed me off. I was outside by the pool, and I'm like, what? It was 5-2 or something. And I'm like,
5-2 in the eighth inning and lost. Fuck.
I'm like, what the hell? I was absolutely very, very upset. But, you know, this is going to be a huge upset if they could win this thing anyway. So.
Eric says you would pull a Stone Cold and smack two beers together and chug them as South Carolina beats Florida. I think that would happen. I can see that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So I actually put that out on the show earlier this week that I think South Carolina could beat Mizzou. And if you watch Florida with that rush defense, there's an outside shot that they could beat Florida at home. It's not really that far-fetched. It really isn't. I know South Carolina played like a shithole last week, but if you had to tell me, hey, Rob, give me two games that they could win to get to bowl eligibility, those are the two that I would pick. I really, really believe that. And the third one would probably be Clemson. And I know that Clemson fans don't want to hear that shit, but, you know, as far as the way that schedule works out, I think Clemson, I'm not saying they're going to drop the game. I think the early line in that Clemson's a 17-point favorite, but as far as games that are left and the ability for the Gamecocks to win, I would go with those three. That's
what what favorite?
A 17-point favorite.
That is ridiculous.
Hey, what's up?
Hey, how you doing? Yes. Hi. Rob, Jackpot. Hi. Yeah, I enjoyed listening to your show.
Thank you.
I just want to make a comment, and I got two questions. I was wondering why for 3 weeks, Sagandre White, he didn't get a touch on the football, you know. I didn't know if he was hurt or what. And I want to ask y'all, do you think Carolina's line can give Zeb Nolan protection, because he seems to see the field pretty good. And the other question is, what as far as pass coverage, what do you think he'll be looking at against Texas A&M? Because he was throwing through some tight windows there when he drove down the field against Vanderbilt. But what do you think he'll be looking at against A&M?
You want to take that, or you want me to do it?
I haven't watched enough of what do you think about the Zaquandre White? They hadn't been hurt. I saw that in the press conference, Satterfield said something about that he wasn't practicing any better or worse than other guys. So I mean, they didn't give him the reps. I don't know. I'm believing in the camp of this guy doesn't know what the hell he's doing. In over his head, but what do you think about that defensive coverage there against the Aggies, Rob?
I think that zone
or man to man.
I think they're gonna line up and try to stuff the box a little bit and put some pressure on.
What, Nolan. They're gonna load up the box.
Yeah, I think that's what they're going to do, is they're going to try to pressure Nolan. I think there'll be a lot of run blitzes and things like that.
My other question was, do y'all think our line can give Zeb Nolan some time? Because he's pretty cool customer. He can throw in some tight places. You think our line will slow him down or what?
I don't know, brother. Hey, I appreciate you calling the program, though, man. Thank you so much, man. You enjoy the games this weekend.
All right. You too now. Bye now.
All right. There you go. I'm not in the camp that South Carolina's offensive line has been mediocre. I think
at best. And Yeah, and you know, I kind of went back and forth the other day. I haven't been on social media a whole hell of a lot, but I kind of went back and forth when I was walking on this nature trail Monday with some Gamecock fan on Twitter, talking about the offensive line and that I felt like Satterfield and Atkins were doo-doo as far as their performances. And, you know, another coach that doesn't seem to draw any ire from anybody, but I'm raising my eyeballs at is this running back coach, this Montario Hardesty from Tennessee. I mean, what the fuck? I mean, these guys haven't performed well this year either. You know, he's new. He just came over to the staff, so I'm starting to wonder about him a little bit. Talking about how, you know, the same offensive line paved the way for Kevin Harris to rush for 1,100 yards last year in 10 SEC games. I mean, it's basically the same crew except for Sedarius Hutchinson. He's like, well, most of his yards didn't have anything to do with the offensive line. They had to do with him breaking tackles and extending plays. They had everything to do with the fucking offense. What the fuck are you talking about? Didn't have anything to do with it. Didn't have shit to do with the offensive line.
Caller, welcome to the program. Good evening.
Hey, what's up? It's Go Bucks. How you doing, Rob? Jackpot, what's up?
Go Bucks. And how are you, sir?
I'm doing pretty good, man. I want to call in and interject some Big Ten football real quick.
All right.
Ohio State had a bye. Going to roll Indiana this week. And then next week, not this week, but next, will be a big week. You're going to see it shake out. So it's going to be Ohio State, Penn State. And then it'll be Michigan State. So I don't know how much – do you guys watch a lot of Big Ten games?
I've watched a good bit of Penn State, and I've watched some Michigan State. I have it in my head that Ohio State's just fucking better than everybody else over there, so it's kind of boring for me to watch, to be honest with you.
I watch it when I'm not sticking my wiener in a meat grinder, but no, I'm just kidding. I watched almost all the Indiana-Michigan State game this past weekend. That kid from Michigan State's pretty fun to watch, a running back, Walker.
Yeah, he's a good
one. I think Ohio State's
– you guys noticed the style difference?
Yes. It's compared to the SEC and the ACC, et cetera?
Yes. Yeah. And so – you know, you can call me, Ohio State homer or whatever. I mean, the reality is Ohio State's really the only Big Ten team that's been able to compete with the SEC and ACC. Well, Clemson. Okay, we won't say the
ACC. And you know why, right? Because Ohio State has that one thing that those other Big Ten teams don't have, and the term is SEC speed. That's what they used to call
that's
it.
Right.
Ohio State has the players that can actually – run their ass up and down the field at a very, very quick rate.
Yeah,
so it seems like Ohio State's better than ever. Yep, you're exactly right.
It seems to me like Ohio State's only team in the Big Ten that I see consistently every game with explosive plays. You know what I mean? And everybody else is just kind of methodically just bumping and grinding down the field.
And so when I'm all, I'm in the chat all the time saying, well, Ohio State's about to run through the Big Ten. And, I get all these comments like, you name it. Just imagine, but it's like I'm thinking a lot of these people who are saying that aren't really watching Big Ten games. They're not really understanding what I'm talking about. You know what I mean?
Besides the fact that
State's done it last 5 years in a row. I mean, we got upset here and there by one team or whatever, but.
The way that people beat Ohio State is they make the game dirty. They try to Kentucky them. That's the only term I can use. They try to run the ball and keep that speed down because if they try to get into a track meet with Ohio State, they're going to get their dicks kicked in. That's pretty much across the Big Ten. So
I felt like with Urban too, a lot of times, the games, like when we got beat by Purdue, right?
Right.
It was like they just didn't show up. I don't know. I don't know if it was with Urban. I don't see it as much with Ryan Day as I did with Urban. I mean, when we do get beat, it's by good teams and not like Purdue when we get blown out anyway. But I don't know. I think there's a good chance they can do it. The team is young, though. You know what I mean? So it's pretty unpredictable when they're really young like that. So we'll see what they do. I think that they're going to win it again. And I'm thinking my four teams in a playoff, I think it's going to – I think you're going to get two SEC teams, man.
You might.
I think that they'll end up taking a one loss. Georgia. If Bama beats Georgia, I don't know if that'll happen, though. But let's say that did happen. I think you would see two SEC teams. I think it's going to really come down to that game. And then I think you'll probably see Oklahoma getting them. Because who's going to beat them?
Right. Yeah, you're right on that.
I mean,
I think the SEC championship game could be a knockout game. Obviously, if Alabama loses, no two-loss team has ever been taken to the college football playoff.
Right.
If Alabama rolls and then they lose in the SEC championship game, I don't think that's going to happen. Cincinnati,
I mean, I think Georgia beats Alabama right now.
I do, too.
Know, that's just what
I really
think.
Do,
but
too.
If they were to lose.
Yeah, but I think that you'll probably get a one-loss Big Ten team, in my opinion, Cincinnati, whoever wins the SEC championship game. And then it'll get interesting because is Oregon going to roll through the Big 12, the Pac-12? What's Oklahoma going to do? I think it's going to be one of those two, to be honest with you.
Yeah. And then also, I mean, this is just what I'm thinking. If it came down to, okay, you got Oregon with one loss, you got Ohio State with one loss. Now, Oregon has that head-to-head over them. But Ohio State would have so many quality wins at that point.
Right.
That I would think they'd have to get them in over Oregon.
Oregon already lost another game, though?
Yes, Oregon lost. No. Oregon's lost one game.
They lost to Stanford.
Yeah, they lost to Stanford. But they got the head-to-head over Ohio State.
Right.
You know, so that you have to see,
that head-to-head. I mean, just looking at strength of schedule now, I don't see how you could put them in over. I swear, I thought they lost another
game. That's what I was thinking, too.
Well, and to be honest, I was actually talking about this on the show today too. I'm in the camp of, I think if Cincinnati goes in, I think that they're probably going to get beat by 10 points about any team that's in the top six right now. And I don't think that's good for college football. I give a lot of shit to the SEC, and I don't think that you should have two teams from one conference, but I'd much rather have Alabama and Georgia playing in the college football playoff just for the quality of football than to have Cincinnati in there and basically giving somebody a bye. That's just
I see what you're saying, Rob, but also, you know what else? You know, how many times has Oklahoma gotten in? They still haven't got a damn playoff win. Let somebody else get a shot. I mean,
I'm with you on that. You know what? Oklahoma State might knock those assholes out. They might.
Yeah.
So we'll see.
I would like to see it, but.
Yeah, it'd be nice to have the mullet out there doing his thing. So, yeah, you're right.
I don't know if that would be too much.
I'll call in. Good show. And enjoy that Super 8 jackpot. And have a good vacation, buddy.
No problem. Thank you. Look at Oregon. I wouldn't be too awful worried about them. Besides this Saturday, which the game on the road at UCLA, which I feel like they're going to lose anyway. They also have road games at Washington, which is a team that could beat them. They have a road game also at Utah, which is also a tough out. And then they have the home game the last Saturday in November against the Beav. And the Beav took them down last year in Corvallis. So that probably unlikely that they beat them in Eugene this year, but it could happen. It could happen. That's a rivalry game.
SEC Dog asked if Bluegrass Sports Media showed up. He showed up last Sunday.
He did show up, yeah.
He showed up Sunday, but he's not been on the air with me this week. Normally, he calls and spreads his Kentucky delusions on the air. I have not heard from him. I don't know. Maybe he's looking at,
He's working. He's got family stuff going on, and he's working, and he's taking care of his booming business.
Taking care of his booming business, that kind
Sorry,
of thing.
Sorry, I pinned what SEC Dog asked me. I pinned it up at the top so I would go back and answer it, and then I just deleted it. I didn't mean to delete your comment. Sorry, I just took it off because we answered it. But anyway, I didn't want to hurt my folks' feelings.
Mr. Boogie asked about Zeb Nolan with play calling. Look, I've heard things that have been going on down there. I can't put certain things out on my Fox Sports show because I work for iHeartRadio, and if I put out anything that's silly there, then they'll be, I don't want to have to deal with the nonsense, but I've heard strange things coming out from down there with the offensive side of the ball. The stuff with Zecondre White, no one gets. There are a lot of folks that are like, why is every time this kid gets in the game, he does stuff. And then you're sitting in three games. What the hell's going on down there? But yeah, it's.
Well, I mean, they all
mess right now. So
Kevin Harris keeps getting these carries, and he hasn't. You know, I mean, I'm sorry. Yes, you produced last year, but he's hurt this year. What have you done for me lately? Give it to the guy who's going to be able to get you some yardage. Marshawn Lloyd hadn't. He's not that impressive to me. White and Juju McDowell, who was not there last week for whatever reason, I don't know. It seems to me like he got in some kind of trouble because nobody said anything. And I haven't seen where he got. I don't remember him getting hurt in the game.
No, he didn't get hurt. He was just out for something. No, they didn't tell us. So let's take a call here.
Took the day off.
Yeah. Welcome into the program. Good evening.
What's up, Gang of Lane? This is Dr. Vall.
What's up?
How y'all doing?
Good.
Good. Yeah. I'm loving it. Yeah. It's original.
It's true.
Hey, but anyways, I'm
Dr.
looking
Vall,
at
hey, I have a question for you, Dr. Vall. Were you an extra in Deliverance?
No.
No, okay.
I think my cousin might have been.
Might have been? Okay.
Might have been my cousin. Yeah. Anyway, the way the season's going, I don't know about Hendon Hooker. He's looking like he might be out this week, so I doubt we keep it close against Bama. Probably going to get skull drug there. But I still think we got a good shot at beating Kentucky.
Oh, yeah.
I don't think their offense is nothing to brag about. Will Levis can't run the ball. As you can see, the only thing we can't stop a running quarterback, you know. Damn, what's his name? Was out there looking like Michael Vick against us.
Is the Kentucky game like the Tennessee Super Bowl this year? And I'm not being a smart ass. I'm just saying.
That's kind of the point we're at where, you know, it's sad to say, but you look at the schedule and we ain't got a shot right now to compete with Georgia or Alabama. So, I mean, try to get to 7 wins, try to beat Kentucky is about all we can hope for right now.
Where's that game at?
The Kentucky game is at Kentucky.
Mm.
Okay. 50,000 fans up there with the at fucking Kroger Field.
If it was in Knoxville, I would say that I would definitely be going with Tennessee. I don't know. I'm kind of on the fence about it. Even in preseason videos I made that I put out, I even predicted Tennessee to win that game. It just seemed to have had Kentucky's number more often than not over the past 40 years. And the Kentucky people jumped all down our throat. Well, we won by 4 touchdowns last year. Yeah, you did. But that was the exception to the rule. That was the exception to the rule. Tennessee normally takes care of them. Butch Jones went up there with a terrible team and still beat Kentucky a couple of years ago, or Jeremy Pruitt did. He had a terrible team in 2018.
That was our 4-win year. We went 4-8, and our only win was against fucking Kentucky, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You know. So we, and they had 10-win season. So, yeah, I think we usually can get the best of Kentucky, you know, when the teams are pretty close. Not saying it's going to be a blowout or anything. You know, they got a solid defense and a good offensive line. And, I just think, you know, our fast pace, fast tempo offense, and if they ain't falling on the damn ground like Ole Miss players was, you know, for getting 30 fucking injury timeouts, stopping all our momentum every time, you know, and everybody wants to talk about the fans throwing the shit, but did y'all see that egregious fucking call with that fumble, scoop and score in the first quarter?
I did, and I tell you what, there the SEC has an officiating problem. I'm not going to sit here and try to defend those fucking idiots. That crew has been reported
several times. That's the same crew that called that bullshit at Mississippi State and Memphis game.
Yeah, and I'm not gonna try to defend the SEC refs. And I said this on my program this week too that it wasn't all fucking Tennessee fans. I mean, it was Tennessee fans throwing shit, but it wasn't like 100,000 people threw their fucking water bottles. I mean, it wasn't. Right. It shouldn't have happened, but it's still the officiating was like, shitty, and it shouldn't have went that way.
A thousand people that were there threw something.
Yeah, I mean, and the thousand people there were shitheads, and they should be banned from Tennessee games for a year. You don't get to go.
Yeah, and they are, and they're reviewing it, and they're the SEC's, you know, said to make them be banned for a year, so that's what's going to happen. And
I think that's the right thing to do.
We ain't got nothing to hang our head about in that game. I mean, nobody at the beginning of the season would have gave us a shot in hell to hang with Ole Miss.
I've had to moonwalk my comments back about Tennessee because you played a hell of a lot better football than I thought that you could with the roster that you have, and Heupel has made a lot of lemons out of lemonade. That's basically the way to go there. Yeah. He really has.
Now recruiting's worrying me because if you look at 2022 recruiting, we're down towards the bottom.
Who's number five, right? Number five in the SEC in recruiting right now is Mizzou.
Five-star receiver, man. They just got that fucking stud five-star receiver. I mean, they got a four-star quarterback coming in. I mean, they got a four-star running back coming in. It's like a 93, I think, rating. So he's almost five-star.
I hear they're using Hardee's bags instead of McDonald's up there.
We'll see if they all stay committed after the horrible year they're having.
Especially the environment. Their fans, ain't even showing up to the fucking games. Did you see that game they played against us? I mean, there's like 100 people in the fucking stand.
Yeah, and that was before.
Who wants to play for a fucking fan base like that?
It was bad weather, but still, that was before they had. Yeah, well, they lost to Boston College the week before, but I mean, they hadn't fell apart yet. So they fell apart against Tennessee.
This Tennessee fan on his message board said that Missouri's coach looks like Rugrat off of you ever seen Wolf of Wall Street?
Yeah, he does kind of look like Rugrat from Wolf of Wall Street now that I think about it.
He looks like fucking Rugrat from goddamn Wolf of Wall Street. He's a fucking nerd, man. And I don't know. He's the weirdest damn coach we got in the SEC, probably.
No. Mike Leach carries that down, sir.
He'd be a serial killer. He's the most likely to be a serial killer.
Mike Leach is a fucking weirdo, though. He's number one in the weird rankings. And then I think Drinkwitz is right there after him. But Mike Leach is a fucking weirdo.
Yeah, the power.
Dan Mullen's a little strange, too.
Dan Mullen, yeah. That's true, too. Man,
who do you peg in to get the LSU job?
Oh man, I think they're going to go out. If I were them, I would look. The safe bet is to go with Billy Napier because he's right there in state at Louisiana Lafayette or whatever the hell they call it. Jamie Chadwell is going to go somewhere.
Yeah,
maybe they'll go after Stoops at Kentucky. I don't know. I know that their athletic director, he's going to want to get a home run hire. But LSU is a good job to have. I mean, it's they're not that far off, and but we'll see. I mean, I want to see Napier go down there because people say that Napier, and I read this in like three different LSU things the other day where they think that Napier is basically Saban but coaches offense. That's kind of how they feel about Napier, but we'll see. He does pretty good down there with Louisiana. He does, but let's see what he can do with a real program.
Yeah, they were ranked in the top 25 there for a little while. The Rays and Cajuns.
Yeah, they're a pretty solid G5 team. They're pretty good. So,
I think eventually that guy from Cincinnati is going to leave. You know, you'd imagine,
yeah.
But
mm-hmm.
yeah, but he's been brought up in like every coaching search, and you know he just stays there. So
yeah,
who knows.
All right, Dr.
Anyway,
Vall,
guys,
I appreciate you calling
Thanks
the program,
the
man.
Y'all do a great job.
Thank you.
Thanks, Dr. Vall. Have a great night, man. All right. 803-470-2905. Can we take a couple more calls? Kale, you want to go to bed?
Nah, sure. Go ahead.
All right. 803-470-2905. Shout out to my buddy, Alex Bryant. Been my friend since high school. Don't get Alex Bryant talking about shit I did in high school. If you ever get he'll lay
Ah, come on, Alex. Loosen those lips up. Tell us what's going on.
803-470-2905. 803-470-2905. I shared a story today when we went to the Outback Bowl when South Carolina played Ohio State. I went with him down there. Alex is the guy that there was some woman buying me drinks and saying she was going to take me home. And Alex told me, dude, she weighs more than your car. And he saved me from that. So thank you for that, Alex, from having to deal with that as a...
You couldn't anyway. See that for yourself?
I was hammered, sir. I was hammered.
Oh, okay.
Obliterated. Welcome into the program. Good evening.
Hey, this is Billy. Bluegrass is showing up in the comments. The delusional little kid, bless his heart.
Yeah, Bluegrass Sports Media did show up in the comments. He's telling us Kentucky's going to be 11-1. And, you know, I don't foresee that.
Let's do something. They beat Missouri by 7. Tennessee beat them by 35. Kentucky barely beat Chattanooga Community College by 5. Thank God the clock ran out on them. And then they beat South Carolina by 6. How in the hell does he figure that Kentucky is going to beat Tennessee? By the way, guess what 81-26-9 is?
It's
the combination on my outdoor shitter. That's what Kentucky is all time versus Tennessee. 81-26.
That's the light of the night, sir. The combination
Jesus.
On your outdoor shitter. That's great.
And if he wants to talk basketball, Kentucky preseason is ranked 18th. And by the way, once again, name me a university or college that John Calipari has left that was not on NCAA probation. Good night.
Thank you, sir. It's nice for him to give us the combination to his shitter in case we're at his house. We don't have to ask. Just
yeah. And I could just actually pull off the – was that Billy?
Yeah.
We could just pull – I can just pull off the side of the road and just have a place I know I can go. Like half these convenience stores you go to nowadays, the damn convenient out-of-order signs on the bathroom. Never out of order at his house.
Welcome into the program. Good evening.
How's it going, y'all? Bluegrass Sports Media.
What's up? Hello, Bluegrass Sports Media. How are you, sir?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Good, man.
I'm going to ask the Tennessee fan just called in a question.
Sure.
We beat Missouri by 7. How much did they beat Florida by again? I know Kentucky beat Florida. I mean, if they want to talk about games this season.
Florida's a shithole, sir. Are you really going to come at me with that? They're a shithole, man.
They beat Tennessee by 17 points.
Hold on. Just for a second. This Kentucky team that you have is loaded with seniors across the board. I mean, this is the cream of the crop as far as Kentucky, as far as their roster with age and the way that it's come about. I mean, this is your Super Bowl team. And
no argument.
You're going to come at me with, we beat Florida.
I'm not coming at you. I'm coming at the Tennessee fan who just trying to tear down our resume. How are they going to tear down our resume when we beat Florida and Florida beat them by 17 points?
You had problems with the snake. Remember, we talked about this.
The snake. That's very cool. They got beat by a team we beat.
You had problems with the SoCon team, sir.
Sir, have you seen us be a 6-1 team right now?
You
and
had problems
also,
with a SoCon team, sir. How many times do I have to say that? You had issues with a SoCon team.
We're still 6-1.
Sure. Wake Forest is 6-0.
I mean,
what do you want from me?
Yeah. I want the Tennessee man to stop stumbling over their words. I want them to understand that this is not the normal Kentucky team, and we're going to skull drag them just like we did last year by 27 points in Neyland Stadium.
Well, they have to come up there to Kroger Field and you know, and get past the buy your own sushi and everything else. So we'll see how that works.
I tell you right now too, if Hendon Hooker's not healthy, we're beating them by 30. That fucking that guy that ran out of bounds is awful.
And Joe Milton,
other kid, awful. Milton. And Harrison Bailey. I've heard a rumor that he doesn't want to play football because he wants to redshirt and transfer. So,
well,
yeah.
Good luck with your.
B-Rad says he's a Publix man. So yeah, just so you know.
That's cool. What grocery store did you get the ukulele from?
Wait a minute. What are you talking about as far as a ukulele goes? Look, you really hold on. Let's get into this land. I absolutely hope that Kentucky gets to play Clemson because Clemson will mouth pump you.
We'll fucking destroy you.
Your team is not that good, sir. You are not that good, sir.
Your team is
Mark Stoops will look like Humpty Dumpty that fell off the fucking wall.
You just about got to beat me on that.
You almost lost to a SoCon team, sir.
You almost lost to the Fruit.
You almost lost to Syracuse.
Holy shit.
And you're going to lose to an NC State team.
It's really hard for me to hear Kentucky fans talking about football. It really, really is. I mean, what is your greatest, other than Jared Lorenzen, what the fuck have you done in football? Other than Jared Lorenzen, what have you done in football? I'll wait. You've done absolutely nothing. Who?
Tim Couch.
What?
Tim Couch.
Yeah, how did that work out? Cleveland, that fucked Cleveland's franchise over forever, them picking him, by the way. Fucked a franchise into the fucking ground with your player.
Are we talking about college football or NFL football?
We're talking about things that have come from your program that are worth a shit. I'll give you Randall Cobb because he did some good stuff for my Packers. But other than that, your program is a shithole.
I forgot about all the great Clemson players in the NFL.
You want to talk about great players in the NFL? There are tons of great Clemson players in the NFL. How many Hall of Famers do you have from Kentucky?
Brian Dawkins.
Brian Dawkins is a Hall of Famer and is an outstanding player. Does Kentucky have something like that? No.
George Blanda.
Don't. Who? Okay, well.
George Blanda.
Who? Yeah.
Brian Dawkins?
That's a little bit of history for you. George Blanda.
Well, that he must have been back there when Kentucky might have been worth a shit when Bear Bryant was coaching. Then Bear Bryant won there and said, fuck this, I can leave this shithole and go somewhere else. So what happens when Mark Stoops says, you know what, I can go to LSU and I don't have to put up with this shit anymore. I don't have to fucking play in a stadium where it's fucking where it's named after a damn grocery store.
There's a 0% chance Mark Stoops leaves. You know why? Because
you believe so? Why?
What happened to LSU?
Why? Hold on. How much money is Mark Stoops getting paid at Kentucky? Do you know off the top of your head?
Like $4.5 million, something like that.
LSU could give him $7 to $8 million. He could have $3.5 million more to go down to LSU where he can actually contend and can recruit and actually take the talent that he has and put it with actual talent on the field and possibly win a national title. He has a better shot of actually winning there than he does at Kentucky.
Mark Stoops not leaving Kentucky for two reasons. One, he's actually getting talent. The stability of that job is not there. They just fired a guy who won a national championship 18 months ago. Why would leave a job where you couldn't?
He didn't just get fired because of his on the field performance. So he got fired for off the field shit too. They just won't say that.
Look, I think if Mark Stoops wants to win, I think deep in his heart he knows he has a better chance of winning at LSU than he does at Kentucky, and that's just as real as we can get.
I don't think that. I think we're building.
So you think Kentucky is a better football job than LSU? Is that what you're telling me right now?
Not a better football job right now, but I think he can
build
it
so, a better football if he gets $4.5 million more or $3.5 million more and he can go to a better football job, why would he not go? I mean, does he have a Kentucky lower back tattoo that he's like, I have to fucking stay here? I mean, is he fucking the Kentucky Kentucky cheerleaders? What's going on?
He's not going to leave because of the simple fact LSU shows no allegiance to their coaches. You can win a national championship and be fired 18 months later.
I get that, but they show an allegiance to winning, and he wants to win. I don't think there's any doubt about that. He wants to fucking win. And to be able to win, you need more of what LSU has.
You're going to say he's not making that much money, but once he goes 11-1.
God almighty!
Jackpot's upset. By the way,
the mullet magic strikes again. Goddamn, the fucking go down there and score. Fucking fucks.
As far as getting talent, the 2021 recruiting cycle there for Kentucky, in the SEC, they finished 12th, just ahead of Vanderbilt and South Carolina last season. I'm not saying he can't develop talent, but I'm saying if he goes to LSU, he'll have the ability to recruit more talent, and we know that he can coach them up. Imagine what he could do with LSU talent.
I agree. He could do it. I just don't think he will.
Billy says maybe it's the Kentucky Derby once a year.
Job like LSU.
Yeah.
And I don't think he's a big enough name for LSU. They want a big name hire. Mark Stoops is not really that big of a name for people who aren't like really deep into football.
Well, I completely disagree with you. I think that Mark Stoops is one of the more underrated coaches in the SEC, and I think being the way that LSU goes. So
you're misquoting me. I think he's the one of the best coaches in the SEC, but you said the key word there, underrated. LSU wants to hire somebody who's going to make the fan base happy. If you hire Mark Stoops, first off, people are going to think he's Bob Stoops, and they're going to be happy for about 2 minutes until they figure out that he's not Bob Stoops.
Hold on. If they can hire a coach that has coached in the SEC that has made chicken salad out of chicken shit up there at Kentucky where basketball is more important, and you're telling me that they're not going to be happy with that hire over a Jamie Chadwell who's in the Sun Belt or a Billy Napier that's in the Sun Belt? Dabo Sweeney and Jimbo Fisher have already told him no. Chadwell. Well,
that AD is not going to hire a guy like Jamie Chadwell. That AD is going to hire a guy like Jimbo or
Jimbo's already told him no. Sweeney's told him no. The two big names are out there. I mean, I guess you can go with Tucker from Michigan State. Maybe that'll be the next guy. I'm telling you, if he's smart, there are two people he should look at, and I'll stand by this, Stoops at Kentucky or Clawson at Wake Forest. If they want to win, that's the way that they should go. Now, they can go with the flashier hire, but people seem to forget. I think Mel Tucker wasn't exactly brought into open arms at Michigan State. He's just overachieved. And by the way, they're going to play the back half of that schedule, and they're not going to be undefeated.
There's four undefeated teams, four undefeated teams in Big Ten play there, and I don't know. I mean, it remains to be seen if they might be the least likely to win out amongst those four, with Penn State and all those guys, Michigan, Ohio State. So we'll see. I think they're kind of like Oklahoma State, just been skating by.
SEC Dog with a good comment. Joe Brady to LSU. The thing that I have with Joe Brady is Joe Brady is 32 years old. He has 1 year coaching at a field level in college, and there's a lot more than just what he did in that 1 year. And he was under the Ed Orgeron coaching tree.
Yeah.
Ed Orgeron is a fucko. So I don't know if I want to bring somebody back that's like that.
He'd be a Shane Beamer home run hire.
Bluegrass Sports Media, I appreciate you coming and facing the business, but I think your team is I think you've hit your high water mark, sir. You guys may have an 8-4 season coming your way. Maybe 9-3.
It's 11-1, but it's no big deal. I mean, some people need to be educated.
If you go 11-1, I tell you what, if you go 11-1, I will play Kentucky Rain on this program.
Who do that? Let's
fight song. Fuck that, but I'll play Kentucky Rain. I like that song.
Rob, let's
pull my old Kentucky home.
Fuck that song. No one wants to live in Kentucky. You don't even live in Kentucky, so fuck off. I don't want to hear your shit. You don't even live there.
I don't live in Kentucky because of military and other obligations, but
shit. You're not thinking I'm going to retire from the military and I'm going to take my ass back to Kentucky. Nobody does that. Get out of here.
You know what?
You know,
there's
I'm
no
right.
Jobs around for, but
looking at their Rob, let's look at the Kentucky schedule real quick here and play win game with it. You ready?
Sure. Yeah, let's go.
Yeah, they're off this week. Next week they're on the road at Mississippi State.
W.
Now, hold on.
Haven't won Starkville since 2006.
I think the Pirate gets them. Go.
Okay. The next week, at home against Tennessee.
That's a toss-up. Tennessee, if Hooker plays, I think Tennessee can win.
Okay. And then the next week, they're at Vanderbilt.
That's a win.
Okay. Not sure about that. The next week, Vanderbilt's tough. The next week, they're at home against New Mexico State.
New Mexico State. They're coming off that Hawaii trip now. They'll slap New Mexico State around.
Okay, and then the last one of the season, this is a trick on the road at Louisville.
Old Satterfield the Liar. Man, you got the bluegrass. What's the name of that? What do they call that trophy there for the bluegrass? The Commonwealth Cup. Yep. It should be like the whiskey barrel or some shit, but it's the Commonwealth Cup. Yeah, I you know, we'll see. I think you could probably go 9-3. That's not that far fetched. 9-3 is fair.
We're going 11-1. And I want to revisit that whole Vanderbilt thing. You say you're not so sure we're beating Vanderbilt jackpot.
Not so sure about that. You lost to them a couple years ago.
They're a terrible football team.
They got a new quarterback that played last week for them that took over for Seals that was hurt. He played pretty well against South Carolina. Say what you want to. I don't get down at how terrible they are. The guy played decent, and he's starting again this week. So, you know, we'll see. I think they win an SEC game this year still. I'm still holding firm to that.
Vanderbilt's won 4 out of their last 10 against you. I mean, come on now. Let's not think that you're just light years better than Vanderbilt.
Is Vanderbilt have a better record against Kentucky than South Carolina does?
Kentucky has 40. They've won 5 straight, but they were at they're 47, 42, and 4. Before this 5 straight, they were dead even with Vanderbilt. God. Just saying. You're just a little bit better than Vanderbilt.
Yeah, just a little bit. You're right. That's ridiculous. We're beating. We're going 11-1.
What? That's the stats, brother. You're 5 games better. You just won 5 in a row. Until then, you were 42-42-4. You were on par with Vanderbilt, sir. Don't be upset.
Okay. Well, here's my question though. How come when the Georgia fans are bringing the overall record up to you before the Georgia Clemson game, you told them it didn't matter. But now, when it fits your narrative, it matters.
Well, because of a couple of things. First of all, you play Vanderbilt every year. Second of all, Clemson doesn't play Georgia every year, so it's completely two different things. You play Vanderbilt every single year, and up until the past 5 years, you've been dead even with them. Clemson plays Georgia every four or five years, so it does make a difference. Now, and Georgia fans have that over Clemson. I completely get you with that. But stop thinking that you are just this monumentally great program when you're not. You're a bottom-feeding SEC East program. Be what you are. Now, you're trying to be better. You've had a good season. You beat a piss-poor Florida team. Congratulations. You don't do that very often. You know, you've played some pretty good ball. You beat Mizzou. You were competitive for, 3 or 4 minutes against Georgia. I mean, you're working on it. But you are
half against Georgia, but
– you got skull-fucked by Georgia. Be what you are, man. Come on now. That's why they fucking hate you in the chat room, because you act like you're just the most awesome thing ever, and you're really not.
I mean, honestly, the chat room, you guys should be thanking me for that, because I stir up conversation in there and keep everything going.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
I'm the guy everybody loves to hate. But
really?
I mean, yes. Kentucky just signed a 5-star. They're in the hunt for 2 more guys that are 4 high-four fringe 5-star guys.
That's awesome.
in next recruiting series. We're 6-1 in the top 15 in the country. Clemson's not in the top 25.
Right. Do you really want to put what Clemson has done against what Kentucky has done for one season?
This season, yes.
This season, okay. Well, congratulations. You're having a great one season, and that's awesome. Congratulations. Does that make you feel better, sir? You live in the present? Well,
I live in the present.
All right. Well, congratulations in the present. You're having a good season, but you're probably going to the Duke's mayonnaise.
Hunter Slay says that Bluegrass Sports Media is the best heel the show has ever had. I thought that Uncle Lou took that.
My nominees for Beg and Megan.
Beg and Megan has kind of made a face turn.
Beg and Megan's a face. Beg and Megan,
I don't know shit about fuck
so much.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right. Well, I appreciate you, man. Thanks for calling the program. I don't think Kentucky's finishing 11-1, but we'll see. If they go 11-1, we'll play Kentucky Rain. All right.
Sounds good to me.
All right, brother. Have a good night. All right, Jackpot. I think we've had a good show, man. We'll give you an opportunity. What was it Biscuit said? You can enjoy the Super 8.
Yeah, the Super 8.
That's a behind-the-scenes.
It's not a Super 8, but it's very nice, but the route, the one that I'm in is not nice. I'm not happy. And when I'm done with my stay here, when I get home, I'm writing a review. It's not going to be real nice.
I can't wait to see that review. Holy shit, that's going to be great. All right. Well, I appreciate you guys watching. Tomorrow, I'm doing a show at 11 o'clock in the morning. If you guys would like to join me there. So I'm doing 2 hours of radio tomorrow, Jackpot. I'm not used to that, sir.
So, better eat your Wheaties.
Eat my Wheaties. What the hell ever. So Hall & Oates wants to know what time the hooker's coming. Oh, by the way, Hall & Oates asked me to play something, and I forgot. Hold on. Let me play this really quick, and we'll end on this. In honor of Tennessee and Alabama, let me make sure I've got it here. What did I do with it? Oh, damn it. I've got it somewhere. Oh, here it is. For the Tennessee and Alabama fans.
You fucking redneck, cousin fucking, chicken fucking, hillbilly, goddamn East Tennessee outlaw mud show piece of shit.
What a great way to end the program. Have a great night.